بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تخزني يوم يبعثون يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله praise be to Allah سبحانه وتعالى who has given us his great wealth of iman. Salawat and durood upon the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa anzil ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi jazallahu anna nabiyana Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma ahlu. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad kullama dhakarahu al-dhakirun wa kullama ghafal an dhikrihi al-ghafilun. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, as we move closer and closer to the final hour, and has been prophesied by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam towards the ending of time, the water is going to get very murky and muddy. Lots of confusion will spread amongst the people. يُكَذِّبُ الصَّادِقُ وَيُصَدِّقُ الْكَاذِبُ. A person that is truthful will be taken to be a liar, and a person who is a liar will be taken to be truthful. And there'll be lots and lots of effort made to affect the hearts of people. The hearts of people. That's why there's a dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya muthabbit al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala dinik. Ya musarrif al-qulub, sarrif qulubana ala ta'atik. Allah Ta'ala, that being that gives steadfastness to the heart, Allah Ta'ala, make my heart steadfast on your deen. Allah Ta'ala, you are the one that has the changer. He changes the condition of the heart. Allah Ta'ala, you change my heart to your obedience. There's another dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam towards the ending of time because of the confusion. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna ittiba'ah wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinabah. Allah Ta'ala, you show me the truth. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa. You show me the truth as truth. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna ittiba'ah. And make it part of my rizq, and make it part of my sustenance that I follow it. Wa arina al-batila batila. Wa la tala, you show me batil as batil. Warzuqna ijtinaba. And you make it part of my rizq, you make it part of my taqdeer, you make it part of my destiny. That Allah Ta'ala, you give me the ability to stay away from it. Because we have come in such a time, in such an age, we are seeing now. There's lots and lots of confusion. Lots and lots of people's minds and hearts are confused, and many a person is giving opinionated answers, and many things are happening. But the person is in reality, and we have to boil it down. Reality, we are all confused. For real. Wallahi, many, when it comes to the fog of war, when it comes to the elements that we are exposed to with regards to those that are attacking our heart and our minds, the different isms and different ideologies that is happening. Wallahi, there's many a person we find ourselves, we are in confusion. That's why there's a dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. That it comes in Surah Shu'ara. Allama Alusi rahmatullahi alayh, in his kitab, Ruhul Tafsir of Ruhul Bayan. As we were growing up, from a very young age, now and again, Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Dawam Barakatum used to remind us of this. And even here in the Durban area, throughout the years, when Mawlana Yusuf Pateh Sahib Rahmatullahi was alive, now and again, he used to remind us of this particular dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the tafsir of it in Ruhul Bayan by Allama Alusi Rahmatullahi. And it's so contemporary to this day and age that the Quran will never be outdated. The Quran will never go where there's going to be a best, what's best before. It's for every man, every woman, whether rich, whether poor, whether healthy, whether ill, whether a person is in a government or whether a person is in a minority or majority, wherever you are on the face of the earth, the teacher of the Quran is for you. And we walk away with this today. And it's not that when we walk away with this and then it's done and over. We take it upon ourselves to act upon this particular teaching of Allama Alusi Rahmatullah. We make it an intention. How many points we can go through we'll try to act upon it. The main thing is the action that is required. The lethargic attitude incorporating into our lives is having a detrimental effect on our iman. There's a lack of action. Lots of words, lots of shouting, lots of debating, but there's lack of action. Hardly any of WhatsApp groups and lots of talking this way and that way, but when it comes to physical, proper action on the deen of Allah Ta'ala, that is lacking. A person is talking lots and lots on a group, and lots of in a parking lot, and in a masajid, and in functions. But when it comes to the physical action that is required from us, then you see generally we are lacking that. Allah Ta'ala save us from this. And we make dua to Allah Ta'ala revive the action. This was brought sahaba to sahaba because of amal. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. When it comes to Ibrahim alayhi salam, he's inviting his people, he's inviting his family, he's inviting his towns, folk, to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter they say, no, they are busy worshipping whichever idols, whatever they are doing. Then Ibrahim al-Islam invites them to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Ibrahim al-Islam turns and he says, وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. That Allah ta'ala, do not embarrass me, وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ. Do not embarrass me or put me on a condition of embarrassment on the day of Qiyamah. But what is the day of Qiyamah? يَوْمٌ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ. Such a day that a person's wealth and a person's children will not come to his avail. What will save a person on this day, Ibrahim al-Islam, he mentions it, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهِ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Except that person who comes in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a sound heart. With a sound heart. With a pure heart. With a healthy heart. So how do we attain a pure heart? A heart of salamity, a heart of peace, a heart of... Today a person is anxious. There's anxiety. There's confusion. How do I attain a pure heart? How do I attain a healthy heart? A heart of salamity. And this is so contemporary to this day and age that we can try and put into practice what Allama Alusi Rahmatullahi he makes tafsir. And he said there's this 5 points. There are 5 points to indicate that a person has a pure heart. He has a heart of tranquility. He has a heart of that is healthy. The first point, Allama Alusi Rahmatullahi mentions, الذي ينفق ما له في سبيل البر. You must have noticed that in this particular sentence, the word mal comes, wealth. The ayat preceding this, لا ينفع مال ولا بنون, that a person's wealth will not come to his avail. And ya Allama Alusi Rahmatullahi is saying that الذي ينفق ما له في سبيل البر. A person will have a sound heart. The first indication of a sound heart is that he spends his wealth in avenues of righteousness. Last week I remember we were sitting in the majma and I think so Maulana Umar Sahib Dama Barakat was explaining about business ethics. The whole bayan last week was about business. When it comes to a person's wealth and buyu transactions, a person will have a sound heart. He will have a heart of tranquility and ease if he knows where he's earning his wealth and how he's spending his wealth. These two. مِنْ أَيْنَ اخْتَسَبَهُ وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقَهُ فِيهِ. There will be 4 questions on the day of Qiyamah. A person, لا تزول قدمه. A person's feet will not be able to move on the day of Qiyamah until a person answers these 4 questions. One question will be, and where did you spend your wealth? Allah Masih Alus Rahmatullah says, الذي ينفق ماله في سبيل البر. He's utilizing his wealth in avenues of righteousness. He knows that there's a law and there's a command and hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to my acquisition of wealth. And he knows there's a law and a command and ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to me spending my wealth. A person may be acquiring his wealth in halal. He may be above board. He may have learned the masail, maslan masail of buyu. He is refraining himself from riba. There is no riba. He's out of the equation of riba. But when it comes to him spending his wealth, where am I spending it? How am I spending it on my family? Then you get a person that he's spending his wealth correctly in the masajid, in the madaris, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for aid. But the person is acquiring his wealth in the wrong sources. There's bribery, there's corruption, there's fraud. A person is engaged in riba transactions. Automatically, this particular action of a person has an effect on the heart. Unknowingly, unconsciously, a person will have an anxious life. It's an automatic effect that Allah Ta'ala has placed in the utilization of wealth. And we have to come to understand this. A person may be performing salah, maybe doing many, many a'mal, and maybe, but because his wealth, his acquisition is incorrect and the spending is incorrect, he will still have anxiety and his heart will not have salama. It will never. This is the law of Allah. This is the command of Allah. So a person has to really see that utilizing my wealth, firstly, yes, not downplaying and not overseeing those that are in need in a broader aspect when it comes to overseas, especially in Gaza and many, many other places. But the person is overseeing his own family. His own family and his own extended family. Where there are people that are in need, but the person is overseeing this. And when it comes to spending on his own family, how is he utilizing his wealth? Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. Allah Ta'ala make it said that today we rectify. Last week, Maulana put such an effort in disseminating the importance of business. I hope, even if one person went out from here and rectified whatever ills and whatever wrongs there was, because this has an effect on your amal. A person will have, Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says in the hadith, it comes to the effect, a person will be traveling for hajj, full of dust, disheveled hair, he'll dismount his camel, and he'll be saying, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, but Allah Ta'ala will not accept anything of his, because his conveyance is haram, his clothing is haram, his food is haram. It has a direct effect, because you're putting it into your stomach, and this goes, the nourishes the body. If it's haram, you can read all your salah you want, it will never be accepted. It has a direct effect to the heart. Allah Ta'ala save us. The second aspect of Allama Alusi Rahmatullahi, he said that the person will have a sound heart. One was mal, it will not come to his avail unless الَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَالَهُ فِي سَبِيلِ الْبِرِّ. The second one was children. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ. Children. Allama Alusi Rahmatullahi, he alludes to this point that you'll have a heart of salamity الَّذِي يُرْشِدُ بَنِيهِ إِلَى الْحَقِّ. A person guides his children towards the truth. So, here, before this ayat says that your children will not come to your avail, but unless, الَّذِي يُرْشِدُ بَنِيهِ إِلَى الْحَقِّ. A person will only be able to guide another person to haqq if he himself knows what is haqq. If a person is void of truthfulness, and is void of honesty, and is void of akhlaq, and is void and does not have morals, then he will never be able to guide his children. A person is only worried about his amal, and his own salah, and his own appearance, and his own, but he forgets this person will come on the day of Qiyamah without a sound heart. Because he will be standing on the day of Qiyamah. Mawlana Abdullah Dabela Sahib, Da Barakat, was explaining to us many years ago. A father will be called, and the children will curse that same father, and they will plead and make dua to Allah Ta'ala and la'anat and curse my parents. What reason? My father did not show me and did not teach me morals. It's a right on the child, on you, that when it comes to akhlaq, when it comes to adab, when it comes to morals, when it comes to etiquettes, when it comes to the importance of Quran, when it comes to the importance of respecting elders, when it comes to the importance of respecting ulama, when it comes to importance of respecting institutions and masajid, this is not taught by the molana in the madrasa, the upper, this is taught at home. And if the parents don't have it, and if we are walking with the vape in one hand, and walking with the cell phone in the other hand, and the person is using particular types of slang words in front of the child, in the parking lot, in a gathering, and the child is picking up our traits and our habits, on the day of Qiyamah, that same child will be a curse for you. We're blaming the children and we're blaming our youth. But who in reality is responsible for this? If our actions are not correct, and if we are not imbibing within us what is haqq, what is truth, what is deen, what is the ethics of deen, what is Islam, how is it going to filter through to our children? We are forcing them many a time, go to madrasa, read your Quran, read your salah. But we're forcing the child. When it comes to Luqman alayhi salam, he never give advice to his child first about commandments of Allah. First, if you look at the sequence of the advices of Luqman alayhi salam to his son, the sequence is so important. There wasn't commands of Allah first. Today we're giving commands of Allah to our children. Why you never wake up for Fajr? Why are you doing this? Why you never read the Quran? So we want to inculcate the commands of Allah. But they don't know who Allah is. The sequence is that first introduce Allah to your child. The greatness and the grandeur of Allah, they have to see it within you. And they have to see it from your speech. And they have to see it from your actions. And then when that greatness comes into the heart of the child, then Luqman al-Islam first he says, وَلَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. And then he gives advice with regards to the grandeur and the might of Allah. Then after, when this is inculcated, instilled in the heart of the child, وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَعَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Then he gives advices with regards to command. Even as Aisha al-Anha, she says that if Nabi of Allah Ta'ala had to tell the people in Mecca in the initial stages, do not commit zina, they would have committed zina. Do not drink, they would have drank. First comes the inculcation with regards to the grandeur, might and power of Allah. Then that has to be apparent within our actions, within our ideology, from my heart. And that will filter through to my child. الَّذِي يُرْشِدُ بَنِيهِ إِلَى الْحَقِّ. Then on the day of Qiyamah, then a person will stand, that same child will be a means of a person's salvation on the day of Qiyamah. The third point, Allama Alusi Rahmatul Alayhi, he says, الَّذِي يَكُونُ قَلْبُهُ خَالِيًا عَنْ عَقَائِدِ الْبَاطِلَةِ. That a person's heart is free from all types of aqidah which is rejected. And today there's an onslaught with the different types of isms and the different types of ideologies. See, maybe we'll have to conclude with regards to this point because only 2-3 minutes left. What is the meaning of unity? There's a misconception with regards to unity. Everybody is shouting the slogan of unity. We have to be united. The Muslims have to be united. Wallah, there's a great misconception with regards to unity and tolerance. We have to tolerate everyone. No matter what their creed, no matter what their ideology. To be fair, that there is a certain extent with regards to that. If a person has a certain ideology and he has a certain type of ism behind him, and he is not carrying it out in front of people and he's keeping it to himself, well and good. But once that person or once that group or once that organization or once that country comes and says, you have to follow us, what we are doing, you have to unite with us, we do not stand with you. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينُ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَبُدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ. This is the usul and this is the principle of Sharia. So if a person comes and says, there's a Nabi after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I perform salah, I read Quran, I fast in Ramadan, I do this and I do that. But he comes to you and says, there's a Nabi after Nabi, says, will you stand with him united? I perform salah, I go for hajj, I read, I do this, I do that. But I swear every sahabi of yours, and every single sahabi of yours, they're in the depths of Jahannam. Are you going to stand united? There's a level of tolerance and there's a level of unity. We have to be united on haqq. We can never be united with batil, impossible. Yes, there is a thing called emotional strategies and there's a thing called political strategies. These two entities are many a times they are separated. But today in this day and age, These institutions and these people are utilizing political strategies and they are intertwining it with their aqidah. Very detrimental to us. And how do me and you as a layman draw the line? How do I draw? I'm not an expert in this. How do I draw a line where I know that I'm not going to be going over the border with regards to my aqidah? It's very difficult. The confusion is there. A person's heart has to be free from aqidah of batil. On the day of Qiyamah, you'll have a heart of salamity. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa, warzuqna itiba'ah, wa arina al-batila batila, warzuqna ijtinaba. This dua has to be read over and over and over every day. Ihdina al-sirat al-mustaqim, sirat al-ladhi namta alayhim, ghayri al-maghdubi alayhim wa al-dallin. Make dua of hidayat, tremendous. We are in need of hidayat more than the air that we breathe. This is so important. So important. And we conclude with this last point. We won't go to the fifth point. We conclude with this, the fourth point of Allama Alus Rahmatullahi for a sound heart, a heart of salamity. Alladhi yakunu qalbahu khaliyan an shahawatil ba'd. That a person, he has shahawat and he has desires and he has passions in his life. He has love for certain entities which is makhluq, which is creation. Wife, wealth, children, we have, but it mustn't be overpowering the heart. Without passion, without desire, the world will never function. You have to have desire. You have to have desire for woman. You have to have desire for wealth. Otherwise, the person will not go out to acquire wealth for his own livelihood. A person will not be able to procreate and have children. There has to be desire for these things. But it mustn't be ghalib, and it mustn't be overpowering. It mustn't be such that it overpowers us, that when it comes to the command of Allah Ta'ala, that is secondary. And there's shahawat. The shahawat is such that a person becomes so blinded that there's lots and lots of hope. And shaitan makes a person forget death. Tulul amal. Tulul amal. I'm going to acquire this, and I'm going to acquire that. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And we just see a person falls down dead. Shahawat. When it comes to my shahawat and my the desires, and today the kuffar, they understand this particular weakness. Ittaqud dunya, wattaqun nisa, fa inna awwala fitnati bani Israel kanat fin nisa. They will place woman in front of you. They know this, the weakness. In every aspect, today a person can't look down, a person can't look up, a person can't look side. A person is addicted to that pornography. A person is addicted. That's why it comes in the Quran, Majid. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ This is one command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually separated the command. One separate for men and one separate for women. That lower your gaze. And when it comes to zina also, Allah ta'ala never says, Allah ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَ Don't even come close to zina. It is so detrimental and it's so far-reaching and so sickening. And the disease of a person is and total anxiety. A person cannot sleep properly. It brings such restlessness and a depression. And you have to see who is the head and who is funding and who is the one that is propagating and who are the people that are actually in charge of this particular pornography at the Yahud. And we cannot fall into this matter. We have to look, and I'll conclude with this. We have to be the thorn in the side of our youth. We have to be present, and we have to take the initiative, and we have to be like a person that is all the time there. We have to. It's because this particular sickness, not only in the youth, it has already transcended into those that are in the later stages of their life. And it's such far-reaching effects that marriages are breaking community, the fiber of community, the fiber. When it comes to nikah is based on trust. It's a knot. But when the trust is broken, it's holding the fiber of society. And when that trust is broken, what is the ultimate had for zina when a person is married? People say it's barbaric, but the person has to be stoned to death. Stoned. Which other command of Allah Ta'ala is like this? Because this dismantles a whole society. Up, down, right and left. This is the effect of zina. The effect, Allah Ta'ala save us. Allah Ta'ala make it such that He grants us a heart that is of salamity, that we grant us such amal, that a person will be able to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatul alayh, he said in one of his du'as, that Allah Ta'ala, resurrect me blind on a day of Qiyamah. Resurrect me blind on a day of Qiyamah, because I do not want to see the embarrassment of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's face with regards to my amal. So I leave the brothers with that. May Allah make it such that He gives us the tawfiq and ability to practice what has been said and we pass it on to others. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.